Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And it is a Monday, and it's kind of turned out that way, but nothing bad has really happened. It's just been a little bit confusing, a little complicated at times. But I want to announce one more time, because it's a big deal to me. I hope it's a big deal to you. Those of you who have been faithful listeners, you'll understand. Wednesday, this week, May the 2nd, is the 7th anniversary of CSC Talk Radio. 7 years old. That morning was a wild morning that weekend I had decided on Friday, talked to a producer. They said, you want to do the show, we'll give you the spot and we'll help you do this. And so I had to write 14 commercials. I had to get my LLC taken care of with the state before I went on the air at 10 o'clock. And my guest that was lined up hurt her back, so she couldn't go. I had to change the guest at the last minute. And we broke the airwaves with CSC Talk Radio, the Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio. We changed it to CSC Talk Radio at 10:06. May 2nd was a Monday 7 years ago, and it has been an adventure. Dara used to say an adventure in broadcasting, and it has been that. It has been a wild one. It has been scary. It has been sacrificing. I have sacrificed much to do this, to be here with you. That's 7 years on Wednesday. Somebody said I should bake a cake, but, you know, I'm in here alone every day, and I don't need a cake. But if I thought I was going to have guests, you, by golly, I would have a cake. But we will be here 7 years, and I'm keeping the show open for you on Wednesday. So mark it down. It won't be free for all, but it'll be your day, because I wouldn't be here today without you. So, as I've said before, over the weekends, I usually take a little bit of a break from the news because I just need to get away from it. But Saturday night, I went to a Vitae banquet. Now, Vitae is a foundation you need to support. They are a pro-life organization. They approach it with love, not condemnation, but with love for the woman, for the women, the young girls that are in trouble and don't know what to do. They're scared, and they help them. But the speaker of the evening was Tucker Carlson, right here in Columbia, Missouri, Tucker Carlson. He did an outstanding job. And one thing he talked about, well, he thanked everybody for having him there instead of being at the White House journalists' banquet or whatever they call it, their dinner. He said he tries to avoid that whenever possible, and we gave him a good excuse when we had him at Vitae. But he talked about the importance of life. And if it's one thing that I think we've seen in the last several decades, it's the declining of the value and appreciation and love for life. They had protesters outside. We didn't see them. We didn't hear them. And there was lots and lots of security. And Tucker says, you know, I understand, I support protesting. It's constitutional. He said, but these protesters, I have to wonder, what is it exactly they're protesting? Life? They don't like life? They don't, why do they protest life? Why do they hate those who love life so much and value those babies. Isn't that amazing to you? I mean, even if you're pro-choice, what is it about life that you don't like? Why would you hate someone who appreciates life so much that they think it's got value? We're a throwaway society these days. If it's broken and worth fixing, you can go get another one. Just pitch it. Throw away life as in a child and the elderly. We have no respect for that. You know, they're getting to be too much trouble. They're too expensive. You know, the children, the child that was just allowed to die in Europe, just breaks my heart. Thinking about what those parents were going through, it was out of their hands. It was snatched away by the government, out of their hands. Why? Why was that one life not considered valuable, worthy of at least trying to save the child? So Tucker Carlson, of course, he was in rare form. He's always funny. He was he went long, and everybody was okay with that because it was, he did it in a comical way, not in a vulgar way, and he did it in a very sincere, heartfelt way. As he talked about politics, and he talked about morality, and he talked about life. He had experience, which I did not know. Of course, I don't know Tucker Carlson personally. And I slipped him a note through someone else. I don't like to be one of those groupies that goes and hounds people. I just don't. I'm not trying to promote me. I want them to know I appreciated it. He did a series, and I think it's over, and I might have missed the last of it. But he's been doing a series about the young boys and men in this country. And how the, for lack of a better word, left, the feminists, have done their very best to demasculate, take away the masculinity of our young boys and men. They don't want them to be who they are. And they don't like women who are feminine. They don't want you to be sure of yourself in your femininity. They don't want you to be, I'm an anti-feminist, as they appear today. I'm all about women's rights, but our rights don't supersede male rights. We are equal. I'm not equal to a male when it comes to muscles. Now, that's just the truth. I'm not equal in other ways, and he's not equal to me in other ways. But that doesn't make you less equal. So I slipped a note through someone else, letting him know that I appreciated that series. Because I believe it's so very important to know exactly what's going on as they continue to label and separate the people of this nation. And devalue life as if it's not important. It's not important if you're male, it's not important if you're female, if you're a child with disabilities or an illness. You're maybe it's going to cost too much to save you. If you're an elderly person, it's going to cost too much. It's too much trouble to put up with. How selfish have we, the people of the United States, become? So that was my Saturday evening. I really enjoyed it. I had a few friends that were at the table with me, a few that came up and recognized me and knew who I was, which is always kind of fun. And, I just love that so much. I really do. So, Janet, you made my day. And a few others. I appreciate that. We're going into a break. I want to talk about the D.C. journalist dinner. I just want to talk about that a little bit. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned, down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online. www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We will be 7 years old come Wednesday, May 2nd. May number 2. Tomorrow's May Day. I know everybody says, oh, now, Beth, don't talk about May Day. It's some pagan religion. You know, I won't think you're a pagan if you bring me flowers tomorrow. I'll think you're just being nice and kind and showing love if you bring me flowers tomorrow on May Day. Or just, you know, knock on the door and leave some flowers on the neighbor's door. Or better yet, hand it to them. Hand it to them so they know that you care. May Day, May Day, May Day. That's in May 1st. I want to remind you that you're hearing the MyPillow commercial. And the MyPillow commercial is quite real to me. I do use the MyPillow. I have since December before I even talked to them about being on the air. And I really do like it. I'm not just saying that to sell a pillow. I wouldn't sell you anything if I didn't like it. I never have and I never will. Not knowingly. So I will try the product before I will sell the product. The MyPillow is, it's a different pillow. I'm just gonna, you know, tell you what it is. They're interlocking, pieces of foam. One thing I really appreciate about it is that it's machine washable and dry. You could clean it, which means, you know, it's a little bit more sanitary than some. It fits your head and neck better. They have different ones, different amounts of fill. And you can just talk to them. If you want to give them a call and talk to them and not just order it online, the number is 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Now, they sent me pillows for my kiddos, and they are using them, and they seem to really like them. I have two that my young daughter-in-law's that the pillow that we got for them was a little too big, so we got them a different pillow, but I haven't been able to deliver that to them just yet, so I will get that done. But they did like the pillow. It was just too big. The boys have all liked it, and most of the other daughter-in-laws have really enjoyed the pillow. In fact, it's been kind of a joke in one of my son's families because their children are saying, I want my pillow. And they go, well, you have your pillow. No, I want my pillow. You have your pillow. And they're just going back and forth kidding with the kids. So I got a feeling the children will be end up getting a my pillow fairly soon. But apparently mom and dad like it well enough that the kids think they want one. And they, knowing them, they've already slept on mom and dad's pillow a few times. So MyPillow, you go to MyPillow.com. If you use that 800 number, whether you go online or use the 800 number, you have to use the promo code Beth Ann. It's just my first and middle name, Beth Ann. If you don't, the show does not get credit for the sale. All right? So you won't be helping me out at all. And, you know, this company, or CSC Talk Radio, this company is made in the USA. And Mike Lindell, we're hoping to get him on later this month. And we're going to talk about his story and how he came to this thing called MyPillow. I think that'll be very interesting. We don't have him booked yet. He's had some things going on, but we're going to get him on. And he has promised to do that. He loves to talk. The White House Correspondents' Dinner, it was an embarrassment. But it was more than that. It's a sad telling of where we are in this nation. I don't care if you like Trump or hate Donald Trump. You don't have to be nasty. And you need to have a reason, which they do not. Because their reasoning is bizarre. It has nothing to do with policy. It's all personal. All personal. My grandmother used to say, my granny, she used to say a nasty woman is 100 times worse than a nasty man. And the comedian that night that was making fun of other women, as well as other men, as well as they went after President Trump, they went after Vice President Pence. They even got a little hit on Chris Christie, making fun of his weight. But she's this particular article, I have two different articles talking about it. One's from the Daily Caller. By the way, I didn't realize that, but the Daily Caller was actually founded by Tucker Carlson. And the other is the Daily Signal, which is the Heritage Foundation. Talking about her being a mean girl comedian, and that's exactly what she was. You know, the mean girls in school that made fun of you for everything if you weren't as well-dressed as them, if you were having a bad hair day, or they just thought you were ugly, whatever case may be, they made fun of you. It wasn't accepted then, and it should not be accepted now. They went after Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and she looked, I did not watch this. I saw pictures later. She was beautifully dressed. She sat there and she took their insults and behaved like a lady, unlike those who do not, that we see day in and day out. Because of how they have progressed, if you call it progression, the feminists of this nation, I am an anti-feminist. I'm all about being feminine. I'm all about being female. I'm all about being a woman, being strong. But I'm not about the inequality that they put before us. That's right. I slipped a note to Tucker Carlson, I think I already mentioned that, about the series he has had on his show about the degrading of men in this country. And if you watch the sitcoms, you will see how the male or the father is some bumbling buffoon that doesn't know what he's doing, while the woman's the one holding it all together. But you know what? There may be cases like that. But in reality, it takes two. It takes the dad and the mom. It takes the male and the female to give those children, to rear those children, to nurture those children, to be good, honest citizens, godly citizens of the United States of America or any other country. But this woman is a nasty woman. And that's the way I see these feminists. Why do they think they have to be nasty and vulgar and even violent to be funny? I think I wrote violence down here. She was talking about a tree falling on Kellyanne Conway. Then she said, well, I'm not suggesting she gets hurt. She's just stuck under a tree. She's saying quit having her on the show because all she does is lie. How do they know what she's saying is a lie? It is so one-sided. We are so divided in this nation that it's sad. Why have we, the people, allowed those who think they're in power over us to even come to that? Because we're a selfish people. And we've fallen away from God. And the only ones we care about are ourselves. I raised 5 sons. They're not perfect. They weren't perfect then. Their mother's not perfect. Their father's not perfect. But we were a tag team because we were outnumbered. So on one hand, we have this correspondence dinner where it's all about insults. It's all about vulgarity. It's all about how dirty can I possibly talk and be? How much can I insult? And it wasn't just Sarah Huckabee, and it wasn't just Donald Trump. They went after Ivanka. They went after Kellyanne Conway. The women who have been successful. Calling them liars, making fun of their appearance. And even saying, I wish a tree would fall on them. You know, kind of like blowing up the White House. Kind of like holding up a severed head of the president. When did that become acceptable in the United States of America? It needs to end. Where's the respect for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity? Where is that? 877-895-5410. In contrast, the president had a rally. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, which will be 7 years old come Wednesday. And we will be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Great things really do come in small packages. CSC Talk Radio is making available a small but powerful booklet. The Citizens Rulebook might be small, but it is filled with might. The Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The best way to do this is to hold it in your hands, carry it with you, and call upon it when you need to look something up." This little book contains information on jury duty, jury rights, law of the land, Ten Commandments, Communist Manifesto, and more. The Citizens Rulebook is only $250, but you might want more than one copy, so my deal is five booklets for only $10. That's $250 each, or five booklets for only $10. Order now. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Be a good citizen, an informed citizen, and carry your Citizens Rulebook everywhere you go. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow?" Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Ray in Illinois. Ray, what's on your mind today?
Well, Beth Ann, in regards to their little display of ignorance, I told you this before, 2 Timothy 3, and it explains how people are nowadays. Mm-hmm. They have no respect for nothing but themselves. I just think it's, they have no class. And as far as that comedian goes, did she ever look in the mirror?
I didn't see her, so I don't know what she looks like. But
well, she's nothing to write home about either.
Well, that's one way of putting it. That's a nice way of putting it, I guess.
I think they're so ticked off at themselves that they didn't win the presidency, and they got to fire at anybody they can to try to get some traction.
They are hateful. It was a display of not just ignorance, but hate. Now, this is what this comedian does, and I guess she even made that comment. She wasn't sure why they hired her to come in there. Well, I think I know. I think they knew exactly what vulgarity and how she was going to attack these people. And it's all about attacking everyone in the White House. And the journalists, which are not journalists, they're just opinions. I mean, I at least confess that. That's all I am, is an opinion. I get my journalism from other people that have written, and I look at these and I try to compare the same topic with different writers. But they are not journalists because they don't look for the truth. She just spouts out that all Kellyanne ever does is lie. Well, how does she know she's lying?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the last time they had that dinner, and Obama was there, listen to what he said at the end of his speech. He dropped the mic, and he said, this could be the end of the republic, is what he said.
Hmm. Well, I'm worried that it's already ended, but they don't like the republic. And they're worried, you know, they're scared to death. The swamp is scared to death, and the media is part of the swamp. Let's not be confused here to think that they serve you. They're not serving the American people. If they were, they would be looking for truth in what was going on. If they really believe something that they keep spouting off about the president or people in his administration, they'd be digging in and finding it. But they don't. They just spout off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, I really think it's almost time for we the people to stand up and do the military tribunals and arrest every last one of them.
Well,
enough is enough.
That can get scary, too, when you have the military take over. Yeah.
See, the military has been listening in on all these people. They got the proof.
Hmm.
85% of our military are hip to all this. My son was one of them, and he still is.
Mm-hmm.
He's an oath keeper.
Well, I understand that. I understand that.
He said that was the reason he got out. He said he was tired of seeing what they're doing to the troops.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
he planned on staying and retiring.
So the higher-ups in that are some of them, not maybe all of them, are part of the swamp as well because they're allowing it to continue.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I wanted to give a little bit of contrast here to this. So we have the nasty people there at this correspondence dinner. And then we have President Donald Trump doing a rally in, where was he at? In Michigan. And the contrast is so different from night and day. Did you watch his rally? Oh, he's gone. Okay. I'm sorry, we lost him. I wanted to know if you've watched that rally. Now, you don't have to call back, Ray. I'm just asking a question. Because the contrast is totally different. Now, President Donald Trump, and I'm just going to share this. This is coming from the Daily Caller. And if you go to this, or if you just Google it, I'm sure, or just go do some kind of a search or YouTube or whatever, you can watch this speech. Maybe I think I've got a link to it. I'll put it up on the show's Facebook page later on today. But President Donald Trump abruptly paused his speech. This happened Saturday because doctors needed to attend a medical emergency in the audience. So the president had opted to speak at a campaign-style rally in Michigan rather than to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Can you blame him? I'm thinking maybe he should have told all of his staff, don't even bother. Don't put yourself through that. You know, Sarah Huckabee, she sat there through the whole thing like a lady. But the president spoke for over an hour, but about 50 minutes into his remarks, he abruptly paused in the middle of a comment about ICE agents dealing with gangs. And he says, a doctor, please. And he pointed, if you watch the YouTube, and he pointed over there to someone in the crowd, a doctor, please, a doctor, please. And then the president walked away from the podium. And this lasted for at least 3 minutes, maybe more. But you could hear the crowd yelling, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. It says he returned to the microphone and he had nothing but good things to say about those who had stepped in to help. "Those are the people we love," he said. "Those are great people, I'll tell you. And the doctors, thank you, doctor. Great job, amazing. What people we have. What people we have." I could be judging this man totally wrong. Not everyone agrees with me. Not everybody in the alternative news or the opinionated news that we have on the right here agree with me. But I watched him through the early parts of his campaign. I've never watched The Apprentice. I'm not a Donald Trump fan. I never watched him, never really liked him. He was a playboy, blah, blah, blah. I was busy raising a family. But he's not a perfect man, and I don't agree with all his policies. But I watched his demeanor and his interactions, and maybe you could say he's a showman, I don't know. But it seems sincere to me. How many times have you been to some kind of speech or rally or something, and whoever was on the stage, you knew something had happened over here. Somebody had passed out or got sick or something, but it continued up here. Nothing stopped at the podium. The president stopped it. He stopped the focus on him, and he stepped aside until someone was taken care of. And then he came back to the podium. What does that say to you about the character of the man? Now, we know he's not necessarily the person you want to follow his lifestyle in. Not in the past, anyway. But he walked away from the podium. Took the focus off of him, and the focus was on helping someone in need in the audience. And then he came back, and he finished it up. But not until he complimented all those who were the rescuers. America needs to care about one another. Even if we have our differences, why can't we love life? And that be okay. That was kind of what Tucker was saying. Why can't you just love life and that be okay? Because everybody knows that those aren't just jumbled up cells, that's a life inside the female. Everybody knows that that's a life in the audience that was having an issue, having a problem, an emergency. Everyone knows that the baby that was allowed to die was life. Life has value. And we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried my pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you doing today on this Monday?
Doing good. You're as delightful as ever.
Well, thank
great.
You.
Listen to you. I wanted to make a comment about the comedian at the associated for the press conference.
Yes.
Where she badmouthed Trump.
And
here's
everybody
my take
else.
On Trump. I'm going to give you my take on Trump. I first have to explain my father. Who he was. My dad was a three-war vet, Battle of Bulge, Korea, and Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
He was one of three survivors of the Malmedy massacre of artillery, the Ford observers. And he survived that. Okay, 85 men shot dead by the Nazis. Anyway, he survived because he's back in a hospital from wounds being fixed up. Let me go on. He was in the U.S. Army map service. He mapped the entire perimeter of the communist world from Germany all the way around to Korea. He mapped Iran. Take
okay.
that and
all
a
right.
knife and smoke it. Okay, here's what he told me. He said, you need a leader in Washington, D.C. Our president needs to be a leader that has this as his mantra. A foreign leaders only understand a swift kick in the ass. That's what he told me to my ear.
Mm-hmm.
They only understand a swift kick in the ass, and that's how he treated all the foreigners he ran into. No wonder the foreigners hate us. Because when he mapped Iran, every mullah came to get the pay that he's paying his workers. They met them with Browning belt-fed machine guns and tracers. I bet those mullahs never had nothing like that shot over their heads, but they did when they came to the army compound. I told them to get the hell out of here or the next burst goes up there. You know what?
Well, that is strength. I mean, so far, anyway, President Donald Trump is showing the strength of America and that he's not going to back down and he's not going to put up with anything. I don't like to see us get into wars, but I think he's going to keep us out of it doing that. But time will tell, I expect.
My dad used to discipline troops with a 2x4. And his answer was, if you mess up in combat, people die.
Yeah.
So that's how the military, our military has that strength. It's the Army strong. It's true.
It is. And of course, we know that George Washington drummed certain people out of town as well. So.
Well, you're dealing with the world's biggest a-holes. Well, we need a big a-hole, too, to deal with them. That's my take on it.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll let you go.
All right, Roger. Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call. It's going back to the nasty women. You know, I don't understand why they think they have to be vulgar and obscene to be strong. Why do you think you have to insult someone for you to be strong or even funny? Because it wasn't funny. And the whole world saw it. And I believe President Donald Trump was right when he said it was an embarrassment around the world what happened at the White House dinner, correspondence dinner. Last year they boycotted. I don't know if that's the right word, but they didn't attend. This year he didn't attend, but he did send staff. And I think they ought to just cancel it. It's not worth having. It serves no purpose. When they're insulting the elected, they're insulting those who voted for them. Well, I have this, and we're going to end with this. You know, people talk politics wherever I go, including Sunday school, because they know that that's what I do. And a listener who's a real good friend, and he attends Sunday school with me, he was mentioning that Ford is going to stop making cars. I go, what? It says the biggest point to consider about modern crossovers is that they're essentially cars. This is coming from Forbes, and they're talking about why Ford will probably be fine without the sedans. They're going to quit making the sedans, the only cars that they're going to make. Now, that doesn't mean they're trucks. It means they're cars. There's the Focus and the Mustangs. I was really glad because I was afraid we can't do without Mustangs, can we? It says Ford will probably be fine. Ford can't afford to get complacent. It's the domestic brand that avoided the quick rinse bankruptcies and bailouts that General Motors and Chrysler received. The company has creditors to pay and shareholders to satisfy, not to mention the thousands of workers building and the actual things that create the value. To do that, the business enterprise needs to keep running. And the news sounds drastic, but that's just because traditions die hard. Where Ford can still sell cars profitably, such as China, the company will continue to do so. So they're going to continue to sell cars, but they're cutting back on what cars they're going to build. It says, and if the popularity of cars rebounds, there are options. They can always start making other cars again. But for now, at least what I had heard, it says the engineers can use is the modern way that all automakers are practicing. For example, Volkswagen. It built in 2019 a Jetta, Tiguan, I'm saying that wrong, I'm sure, and even the Atlas from the same MQB platform. Toyota, too. They've got all these cars that are pretty similar. So what they're going to do, the Taurus is gone. The Ford Taurus is going to be gone. And they're going to concentrate on the Focus and the Mustangs. And, of course, I think they're still going to be building their trucks. But Ford is supposedly the one that did not take the bailouts from the governor back in the day, if you remember that. So it's interesting that they are cutting back in these times. And that's what all companies do. You know, you know that I have struggled here, and we still continue to struggle greatly. You know that we're still having equipment issues. We don't have that fixed yet because I have to come up with the funds to fix it. So you cut back everywhere. But the government doesn't do that, do they? Those D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, Congress, they just don't cut back. They simply do not cut back. Yeah, try not to. And I waste way too much paper because I print these things out that I have to read because I can't do it on the computer. I just won't do it on the computer. I print them. I mark them up with a red pen. Guess who taught me that? Yeah, good old Derry Brownfield. You always had to keep him in stock with the red felt tip pens. You know what? Then things ain't cheap. We started out talking about this dinner that was put on to insult the administration. Not just insult them, but to completely humiliate them in a vulgar way. We talked about life, Vitae, and Tucker Carlson. And Ford. You know, we just can't continue to let them separate us and let us believe that life isn't important, because when they say that, they mean you're not important. And it is you and I that will stand together and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.